says Karoiv is an Ifra for law. Even if we want to say before, we're talking about an Ifra over here. Even my behema, a gageris, that's the Kona. Lacha by Kona is true that before you cut Raiv, just called Machzor, it's not called the Treif yet. So that the Shechita didn't start yet. So therefore, in between this, you made a Shia, you waited, it's not possible. Therefore, when you finish off the Shechita, it's kosher. But the question is, according to Rav, if you have Machzor ready, if you shechted Machzor, that should be considered like you already started the Shechita. Macht is called the Meister Shechita. So if so, the Havim now is talking about by Behema. Exactly, to finish off the Shechit, L'chura should have been a Psul. The Mor says, Yitrafole, can we ready a Trefa? So the Mor says, Misav, who told you the Behema, talking about Behema over here, that this say, if you made Rov, you made half for the Shechita, which should be called Rov, the Simon Shechita started already. It should be a Trefa. Loi B'yayf, we're talking about an Eif over here. And therefore, Mamanashach, the Shechita is Kasha. If you tell me just cut through here, that's considered a kosher shechita, that's called like roiv. If so, he did roiv of a shechita before he made the shechita, before he waited in between. So the shechita is already kosher. And he machts a machts a kerov, and my machts a machts a machts to the kerov, it's a layov of the loy clear, he didn't do anything then, he didn't start the shechita yet. So Mamanashach, this will not be a kasha like Rav. Mamanashach, if the shechita started already, because machts a machts is called kerov, Sadarabba, by an oif, the shechita was kosher. So since the shechita is finished already, it's kosher. It doesn't make enough mean if you wait now and continue on later. Elamai machta macht is not kerov. Since they didn't start the shechita yet, if they didn't start the shechita, also there's no chasaron. So that's why from this, there wouldn't be a kosher and rab, there wouldn't be a proof. There's not a kosher and rab shechita that rab holds. At least the ilcha shechita, machta macht is also kosher. We'll see exactly what the maskon is if we hold it this enough. But koponim, so far we're going that Rav holds machzor machzor is considered like roiv a koponim by hilchos shechita. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, and then we'll start over. Then we'll start the next daf on the other side. Yeah, you'll need a command of chof tef. Here, the lesh mode again. The toshima shochat chatzi gageris v'shechted here for the gageris v'shorbo. And then you made a shiur, you waited. By Gageris, there's no trefa until you have a pegam of reiv. But just machzor is not called the pegam, it's not called the trefa. See, if the person shechted half the Gageris, so forth it's like nothing, it's like you didn't start the shechita yet, it's not a trefa yet. And then the shor boy, he waited a little bit. Kedei shechita acheres, how long it takes to make another shechita? So really, it would have been a psul shiur, but just since you only did chatzi Gageris, like the shechita didn't start yet. And then the Gomer Shechita has to finish off the Shechita, so it says Ksheira that the Shechita is a good Shechita. Yes, Rashi says Kosar that the Havim in the world, but the Heimah Koi, the boy you have to have Rav Shnayim, and the Havim in the world, what do you mean you finish off the Shechita? So the question is, Riyam, if you hold like Rav, that Machta Machta is Karoiv, that when you shech Machta is here for the Simen, it's considered like you made a Shechita in the whole Simen, it's so it's for law. And so by the Heimah, by shechting just one Simen, you didn't finish the shechita yet, and now you made a shiur. You waited in between. Sounds like a ma'aser treifa. Says so l'chura, the behemah became a treifa. Like there's the psul in the shechita. The shechita is no good. Like the first half of the shechita is like away because you made a shiur. You waited, and now you're starting over again. So the behemah is already a treifa. You already cut through rov of the simon according to Rav. So Rav says no. Misavot, who told you the behemah? We're talking about a behemah over there. Leib, you're talking about life. I tell you, the monoshoch is a good shechita here. Because he machts a machts a kerov, you hold like Rav, that machts is called a good shechita. If so, of it, Meruba, you already made rov of the shechita. By the yos, the shechita is a good shechita. And he machts a machts a kerov, and my machts a machts a next to it like rov, so then, lo yavad lo klum, then you did not start the shechita yet. Because by the gageris, by the kono, there it's only a trefa if you have a whole pgam through rov of the simen. But just the mach for the sun was not called the treif yet, so like the shechita didn't start yet. So if we're talking about an oif, you have no proof bechlal if mach for mach is kerov and not kerov. Toshma, let me bring another proof. It says, "Harei shehoye chatzi kona pogim." You had this chatzi kona that was pogim, meaning there was a pogam, there was a hole there. So forth, it's not a treifa, because by a kona you have to have rov to make a treifa. Just half is not called a treifa yet. So what happened was now the hoistavon of kolshu, the gomer shchitasei, you made a little bit more, you could have dropped more,
They're talking about an oif by a bird that won't swim in the kosher shchita. So it says shchita is a good shchita. So you slice it just a drop more the same shchita in kosher. Now viyam if you tell me like Rav that machza kareiv, that machza is called like a rave already, is so treif heavy. According to Rav, since rave of it was cut from before, it was the pagama hole there that went through half of it. So according to Rav, half is like the hole. So it should be considered that the whole thing was cut. So that's treifa. So how could you say just finish off the siman and make a kosher shchita? It should have been a treifa already. So here it says, "Oh my Rav, shani linu treifa." I'll tell you, even Rav agrees by Hilchos treifa. Dibinan rave hanirul enayim. It has to be more than just ama machza machza. It has to be a rave that you can really see it, and with your eyes you can see it. That's just kolena. Rashi says rave gomer. Shunik. That's where you can see it. That's like at least 70 to 30. I say they're 50-50, even though by Yukha Shchita, Rav holds it's called a rave, but not by Trefa. If I say Trefa is to call the animal like it's dead already, or it's a Trefa, that's only if you have a bigger cut, a rave mamish. So most of the back, no, it doesn't make any sense. Omalei Abayi, if Abayi says back, for lo kol zecheinu, isn't like a kol shecheinu? It's a kavachemu like. Or ma Trefa, not just by Trefa. The mashu, that certain times, there are places you have a little hole, it's a little hole makes a Trefa. Like that's in the Kuba Saveshit, the Ray of Adakin, you have your hole in the lungs, that's all God kosher. We have to check out the lungs, make sure there's maybe a drop, not even any slight hole there. Or else in the Kuba Saveshit, if the Veshit has a hole, so there are places that even a little mashu, a small hole, makes a trefa. Still, you're telling me, Matrek the mashu mitrefor, Heichud bin in Ruba, bin in Ray Panir Lenayim, when there's a locha that machza machza is not possible? Because you're telling me by those trefas, you have to have Ray. Which means the real rave that you could see is so shchita. By Hilchos Shchita, you have to cut rave of the simen. The Adika Ruba Lemes Chashra. There's no such shchita by cutting less than rave of the simen. A shchita of simen has to be cut rave of the simen. There's no mashu by shchita. If so, like Koshkin, isn't it for sure a sort of saying the bein and rave hanir lenayim? That for sure Rav should agree that by shchita also the rave has to be more than just a machta 50-50. But it should be more than that, that you could tell Hanir Lenayim. They magic by treifa this way, even though certain treifa is with a mashu, but when you need a machza, you need a real ruba, not enough just machza, so shchita for sure. Smir says, yes, here the most chosen says, Ela, the kula yama machza, machza, and a karev. Havad, even Rav also agrees with the shchita, machza is not called a grave. Machza is not enough, that's not called a shchita. Rashi's ear. But if so, the Chiyitma the Rav, where do we learn the Machlokes Rav and Rav Kano? The Chiyitma the Rav, or the Rav Kano, Linyan Pesach, that's another locha about Hakkorban Pesach, if you can bring it to Tumah or not. Yitma, that's what was learned. So you learn like this. Harei Shehoye Yisrael Machza Tumah Machza Tumayim. Let's say Be'erav Pesach, Yudal Benisin, half of Klai Yisrael was Tumah, and half was Tor. So what do we do now? We know when Rav is Tumah, so they can bring the Korban Pesach even though they're Tumah. If Rav is Torah, so the people that are Torah have to wait to Pesach Sheni. What's going to be if it's Mamish Machza Machza? So Rav and Rav says Machza Machza is Kerev, and therefore they could bring the Korban Pesach even though they're Torah. Rav Kano Mano Machza Machza in the Kerev. The Mor says, the Hosm over there, my time with the Rav, what does Rav argue over there? If really Machza Machza is not called Kerev, so why by Korban Pesach, if here for the Jews are Torah, do you consider it like they're all Torah, like Rav is Torah, so you could bring the Korban Pesach now? One is Rav Holder Korban Pesach is this way. The Chsiv, here is a special passage. The Chsiv, it says, Ish, Ish, Ki Yir Tomel Nefesh. So here we say a person that's Tomel, touched the mace, so Lachwiz, he's pushed off to bring a Pesach Sheni. So we dash in Ish Nidche. The Yain Tzibri Dochen, only a Yochid, or at least a minority, is pushed off to bring a Pesach Sheni. But not a Tzibah. See, if you're the smallest, you have to be a minority. So less than 50 by 50, you call a minority, therefore you're pushed off. But once you get to 50-50, here the terrorism tells you that you're not nitcha, and therefore you can bring Korban Pesach even though you tell me. Only by Korban Pesach does Rav hold like this, not by Shchita, not by Treifa. Here. Yeah. That says Mishnah, Reiv Echod V'yayf, that V'yayf is enough to shecht one simen, and even just Reiv of it is enough. So that's the question, Tanina Chod V'zimni, we learned already this one time. That Ruba Shlechot Kimo, it's not already in the Mishnah. That rave of one simon is enough. So that repeats itself again to say, rave is enough. Gemara says that the simon what it hechshas pashach simonim. The Rama of Vayishavayishis said like this. That's the hasted for Vayishiyah. That chodah bechulin bechodah bekotchim. The chiddush is even by kotchim also when you have to shech this left of rave in left of the shechita rave with the simon. And it's true. I need the chiddush both places. Diyash meaning chulin. If I just hear by chulin that rave is kekulam. You know why Bashkit is not to Joshech rave the majority of the simin Bishum the lava dam utzarach. You don't the Davka need the dam by Chulin. True, you have to Shech to kill it, but not that you have to, you know, make a Kabbalah Saddam to receive the dam. Therefore, it's not that rave of a Shita. Abu, but by Kodshim, the Adam utzarach, by Kodshim, we know you have to make a Kabbalah Saddam, you have to catch the dam. It's coming to Klisharis. If so, you need it for Zerika. Maybe the Torah is makbid that the shechita has to be bekula. Maybe adika kula, you have to have the whole shechita. That's the Kamash will know, even for kachem also, it's enough to have just ruba. Now, the yashmin and kachem, we just read the chiddush by kachem, mishum to adam hutzarech, adarabba. Since by kachem you need it for the dam for this rika, that's why you have to have roiv. Abu chulin, but if you shech the regular behemoth of chulin, the adam hutzarech, you do not need the dam for any special reason. So Eimer may not have to say Bapalga Sagilei. Maybe you don't even have to have rave. Maybe just half is also enough. Kamash Malon, that's the Kiddush, know that even for Chulin and for Kutcher, both of them, it's only Kutcher if you share the rave of the Simon. But less than rave, Machs is no good. Now the Gemara says, Hai Chulin by Kutcher. Which part of the Mishnah is talking about Chulin and which part is talking about Kutcher? Yeah. So it says, Amr Rav Kana Mistabra Tzvara, that Reishim Chulin, the first part of the Mishnah talking about Chulin, the safe is Bekotchim. Mimai, what's the reason? Hello? Yeah. Midetoni, because it learned like this. Midetoni HaSheichet, says the Mishnah HaSheichet. Mashmoni B'diyevet. Now, V'yi Saka Daitach, Reishim Bekotchim, Reishim talking about Bekotchim, is so by an oif by Kotchim, how Merlik mi boil, it should have said Malika. And the Reish also says, Simen Echot B'yoif. So, oif by kachim needs a malika. Saka the Mishnah starts off with the lashon of hashechit. Tell him, that's a raya, the Reish is talking about chulin. And even birds need shechita. But the Mora Elamites, what do you want to tell me then? Sefer the kachim, it's a sefer song about kachim. Is so shechitosik sheirom, what is the end of the sefer? The sefer the Mishnah say, shechitosik sheirom, the same question. It should have said malikosik sheirom, Ibole. I should have said the malika's kasha. So Moshech is a kasha, which every one is talking about kachim, it says shechit in both places. So where's all the kasha? That wouldn't be a question. I'll tell you, I did the selling of the hema, ton le'nam is shechita, since the ratio was talking about a shechita of chulin. So there it says, I did selling of the hema, no, it's not sure if the sefer was talking about kachim, it's not sure why it says shechit in Anamalika, because I did, since we ended off with the hema, ton le'nam is shechita sekshera. Yeah. It ended off with the behema, therefore it says lashon of shechita. The Gemara says, "El reisha nichti." Let's see. Al oif koi. In the reisha, we're talking about hashreich is going on oif. If the oif talking about the kachim, you want to tell me you have a meaning? We're talking about kachim. If so, how malik mi bole? Should have said you make a malika by an oif, not a shechita. So because that's the raya, the reisha is talking about chulin, and the sefer is talking about kachim. Rav Simi Bar Ashi Omer like this. Also that Reisha B'chulin Mihocha Marfufa from here. The Tony it says Echad B'yoif. One Simon is not by a knife. Ne'avi Sakotayach of the Kodeshim. If it's talking about Kodeshim of the Chatas and an Olaf Oif, or Yiko Olaf Oif the boy Shnei Simonim. It's not true. An Olaf Oif needs two Simonim, and the Mishnah only says one Simon. So what is this? So Elamai, what do you want to tell me then? Seif of the Kodeshim. So the Seif also says, Reiv Echad B'yoif, it says Reiv of one Simon is enough. So the question is, why is Reiv of one enough? Well, you call Oyla Seif, you have also Oyla Seif, to boy Shnei Simonim. An Oyla Seif needs two Simonim. So the word says, no, my Reiv Echad, it means Reiv Kol Echad B'yechad. In the Seif, you could say it means Reiv of each one of them. So maybe Takas on Oyla Seif, you need two, and it means Reiv of both of them. The Mora says, "Uvedimu really the listening Reiv Shneim." You really should have said Reiv of both of them. If it's talking about Ula Seif, but Ki Von Dika Chatis. But since there's also a bird that you bring for Chatis, a Chatis Seif. the sagim lay bechad sim, and that's not just that one sim. You don't have to make a malika on both. It's not just one. Mishimachi, therefore, lay psikale, therefore it's not for sure, therefore it just writes that roiv echot. But it could be roiv echot, it means kol echot the echot. Therefore, the sefer comes out good by kodshim. And the Rashi is talking about chulin. Rabbi Pshat is Rav Papa, or my Papa says like this also, that Rashi b'chulin yochad. Here's my proof, the Rashi is talking about chulin. The Tony says, Rabbi Yudu'ayma ad sheyishchat esavritim. He says in the Rashi, you have to shech the vritim, you have to cut the vritim, stab the vritim we had before. That vein there, the blood vein, it goes through the neck. Or pligi rabbanon alay, but the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yudu'ayma mashma, you don't have to cut the vritim. Now, iyamit bishlema b'chulin, the Rashi is talking about a regular life, a regular shchita, shaplet. Go, I understand why the rabbanon said off the cut of ridin, because you don't need the blood for any special purpose. I just to get the blood out. They hold later. You cut it later. You make a malich later. You can get the dam out later. Ela bought the yamrit. The kaddishim. The rest of about kaddishim. Am my plead rabbanon alay? Why would rabbanon not going to Yehuda who asked for the dam utzarach? The purpose of malika by noise is to get the dam. You have to have a kabbalah dam to make a zrikas a dam. So how would anybody argue in the view of Ikotchim? So Moses said, Senechrami, that's his proof to say the ratio of Rabbi Yud is din, the machlok is only by chulin, not by kotchim. Ravashi Yom is safe of the Kodeshim Yochi is another proof to say. I'll bring you proof to say for something about kotchim. The Tony says in the Sefer, Ha'ashoichet Shnei Roshin Kiyechot. This is the next Mishnah later. Naflam and Gimel is the Mishnah. It says, Ha'ashoichet Shnei Roshin Kiyechot. If you shech two heads, two different animals at one time, so shechitas a ksheira. The shechit is good. So the mashma shechit diyevedin, only the diyeved is kosher, but nechitzchil alay. The question is, iyam with bishleim of the kodeshim to say for our mission in the middle of the next mishnah also talking about kodeshim, how not nechitzchil alay? It's good while the chitzchila, you can't shech at one time two heads, two behemoths. Bishim matoni rab yosef, and basically it's like this, the pasuk says, tizbach, by a korban, it says lashon of tizbach, Tudashin, Rashi says Tizbach Lutzainchim Tizbachu. Yeah. Now, Shalayeh Shnaim Shechtim, Midashin Day, you shouldn't have to have two of them Shech, Shalayeh Shnaim Shechtim. Zevach Echla, two people shouldn't Shech, one Korban. That's one Joshua. And then Tizbachu, Yosadashin, Shalayeh Echla Shech, Shnei Zvachim. That one person should not Shech two Kabonis. So, by Kutchim is good, and the Chatchim, you can't have one person Shech two Kabonis. And beyond that, kind of tizbechu ksiv. It's a question of tizbechu. That's why I dash in this. I should mash from Ami Azevach shafu yichidi. You mash from both trusses we see over here. That both the sheikhet has to be one, not two, and you only have to do one head at a time. So eliyam et bechulin. But if you want to tell me to say the song about chulin, safu lechatilan ami. Even lechatilu should be able to shech two heads at one time. And why that's approved? The safe have a mishnah song about kodshim. And therefore the next Mishnah also continues on with Kutchim. So we're all saying the same thing, that the ratio of our Mishnah is Chulin, and the size of Kutchim, Nibos Kedushim, that Rav, the majority, is a good Shechita. The Yafim Shum Ben Lakish Sovar, Ratio B'chulin, the size of Kutchim, we're like this. The Yafim Shum Ben Lakish, Meyachesh Shashaninu, since we learned that Ruba Shalechot Kemo, that Yishech Rav of the Simon, it's a good Shechita, Lo Mishnin, what did I have to say a second time for Rav Echot B'yoth Rav Shnei B'behema? What do you have to have a second time for? Said already that Rav is good. So Moses says, no, if we should Shnei, because we learned like this, Hevi Yoloi Esatamid. He's talking about on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol had to do all the Avodah Sayyim, even the Korban Atamid in the morning. The Zod used to bring to the Kohen Gadol the Korban Atamid, Kotzei, means he would at least start the Shechita. He would cut Rave of the Simonim to make a kosher shechita, or merik achas shechita say al yaday that another kohen, somebody else, would come and finish off the shechita. As long as he did a kosher shechita, he can't be bothered to do the rest, because he has to do all the avoidance. He has to make the kabbalah adam. So as soon as he shechs rave of the Simonim, right away he stops the shechita and makes the kabbalah adam, and he lets somebody else finish the shechita. Now, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Lay Merrick, if somebody else does not finish off the Shechita, you possible, maybe it's possible. Like the first one, the Kohen Gadol Shechita is not enough. Lakashim, that's why we don't know that Rav Echot B'yoth Rav Shnei B'behema. As long as you have Rav of the Simon, that's enough. That's what the Kohen Gadol did. The Kohen Gadol Shech did Rav of the Simonim, of the two Simonim. That's a kosher Shechita, Savadi, but the evidence is enough. Just as the Chili is supposed to do the whole thing, so another Kohen did the whole thing. By Koponim, you see the Gemara there by Behemah, by Kotchim, brings down our Mishnah. That's right, the Sefer of Mishnah, the Sefer of our Mishnah is talking about Kotchim. Yeah. Now, Omar, what would you say before? Yochai would have thought to say, Loi Merit Ye Possel, because the Kohen Gadol has not finished off the Shechita, maybe be Possel. But the Gemara, if so, heavily avoid the Biachar.